This is a spoken Wikinews article from wikinews.org, recorded by Gabriel Pollard. Greens Party refines Buy Kiwi Made scheme, August 11, 2006. The New Zealand government has asked the Green Party of Aotearoa New Zealand to start refining its taxpayer-funded Buy Kiwi Made scheme to also include products designed in New Zealand but manufactured elsewhere. The Buy Kiwi Made scheme was a $11 million New Zealand dollar post-election deal between the Labour Party and the Green Party. Political experts say the reason for Labour to ask the Greens Party to refine the scheme was because it was afraid that companies like clothes maker Icebreaker, which manufactures its clothes outside of New Zealand, would not be included. Robert Linterman, Northwear New Zealand's CEO, said, "The decision to include companies which manufactured overseas undermines the credibility of the entire campaign. We were assured that the purpose of the Buy Kiwi Made was to encourage the production in New Zealand, help build up our manufacturing capability and create employment. It's hard to see how classing Icebreaker, a company which does much of its processing and manufacturing in China, as Kiwi Made will help those achieve those aims. The Buy Kiwi Made campaign should support products which are actually Kiwi Made, not just Kiwi designed." Sue Bradford, Green MP, Member of Parliament, who is responsible for Buy Kiwi Made scheme, said she is making her proposal clearer so such companies can be associated with it and that she is confident all sides will be pleased with the final proposal. "It is good to clarify the details because there is a lot of taxpayers' money at stake," Bradford said. The New Zealand Council of Trade Unions does not want the scheme to be extended to the changes. Ross Wilson, President of the Council of Trade Unions, said, "It would not be in the interest of many ordinary companies and their staff. He plans to raise union concerns with government ministers." You can find this article and others at en.wikinews.org. Wikinews is a non-profit independent news site run by the non-profit Wikimedia Foundation. This recording has been released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license.